give us water.
You thirsty?
Thanks. All right, what do we got?
Can you talk about just closing it out?
Well, it's a 7-game series, and you know, the cliche, the fourth one's always the toughest one to win. It's the most magnified win, I guess. But you still have to win 3 games to get there. But you know, people always talk about home ice and it doesn't really matter and all these things. Well, in the end, you know, when you take care of business and get the 2 wins at home, it kind of rolls reverse. Now they got to take 2, and all we had to do was go there and take 1, and you get 2 chances at home. But ultimately, you just don't want to get on the plane again. And it's not that there's still series left, but it's the wear and tear on the body and the mind. And if they really can close out, you know, I'm not one of those that said, oh yeah, let the series just go 7 and just keep playing. No, we'll take the rest. Take a step back, more time to prepare, and you know, it's actually good to watch the other teams beat each other up for a little bit. So, because you know the wars you have to go through to get there. People are going to look at this series and say, oh, 4-1, you know, Tampa took it to them. Anybody that was actually watched these games knew clearly that's not what happened in this series. It was fought from no drop of the puck to the end. We just happened to get big goals at the right time. We had the lead a lot, and we held on.
So what kind of a job did Dominic Strong do against Taylor Hall with his line throughout this entire series?
Well, that's the assignment. And those guys, like, there's only, you can get your forward group out there, you know, as much as you can against them, but it always doesn't work out. Especially you look at power plays, and when Pointer's line's playing on the power play, it's hard to get them out. You know, Hall's coming out right after, and somebody else has got to play against them. And McDonough and Strollman, the guys are always going out there against them, and I thought they did a fabulous job. But you got to give a little credit to Paquette, Callahan, and Kunitz, because they found themselves going out against them a number of times tonight and then holding them in check. But this, you watch Strollman and McDonough in the last parts of the game when it was protect the lead, they were huge. And just block shots, they're getting pucks out, the poison of pressure, and McDonough was definitely the one leading the charge.
Coop, when you first got Sergachev at the beginning of the year, did you envision him playing big minutes in the playoffs and scoring goals in the playoffs?
Well, I don't know if you can sit here and envision. You're hoping to develop a young hockey player, and you know, coming into the series, we were kind of getting a feel with who were going to be our pairs and what was going to go on. You know, people talk about McDonough's going to play with Girardi, a little bit of that. You have to work guys around, and McDonough and Strollman really kind of felt were slotted right into place. And you just look down and say, okay, is Sergachev going to be able to handle what has gone on? And I thought, you know, he played 175, 80 games or whatever he played, and his poise and he went through the times of despair, he went through times of excitement, he went the grind of 82 games. And now you're really not going to see anything new other than it's just the compete is heightened. And he raised his bar and made confidence he could, and he did it.
I think he never doubted, no one in that room ever doubted Vasilevskiy. But how nice was it to see him have this kind of series and him?
Yeah, he was on it. He was on it from game one, and it was it's funny how the series went. I thought there were a lot of times in games that we really dictated play, but you think about a couple of the third periods we had, especially in games, what was it, 2 and 3? The third period, no, but where we were like giving up 20 shots a period. He was, and one of them, you know, you have a 5-1 lead, it's probably a little tougher on the goalie to play then, especially, you know, they're pressing and whatever the rest of the guys are thinking, but he's got to stand in there and take all those shots, and he just came up huge in every big situation. So he would go, there were times in the series, he'd go 7 to 9 minutes without seeing a shot. And then all of a sudden have to either face a power play or face a big time chance. And the saves, the timely saves were phenomenal for us. And just played with confidence. And even when he played the puck, that's when you know he's good. He was just making plays. He was putting them in spots for the defenseman to handle them. And it was, he was a pro. It was a big time performance by him for all 5 games.
Coop, you guys seem to really find your groove defensively the last couple of regular season games, and especially the last 2 games, only giving up goals on a 5-on-3 and 6-on-5. How's the defensive mindset changed or improved in the last couple of weeks?
Well, we've done this before. We've been through these kind of situations, and for 82 games, it's hard to do. And you're focused on winning, you're focused on getting points. Some games you're up by a lot, some games you're not. Can you close a game out? And that was the big thing for me. And I look at some of the games in the regular season, we get ourselves big leads, and then we'd let the lead slip away, but in the end we won the game. And the guys, that was always a big thing for me, was close the game out. Now, what's frustrating for Vasilevsky is that, you know, statistically it doesn't look as good for him because we're giving up some goals, but it wasn't on him, it was a lot on us. But the boys, it was, they know how to close out a game. And but when it comes to the playoffs, you need your habits and your defensive habits. And you look down the line, the guys really, you know, they dug their heels in and understood. They put team ahead of self. In the end, that's what they did. And when you do that, good things can happen.
What's it say about the resolve of your guys? You had 5 power play opportunities, you guys didn't get one there on the man advantage, but then to come back and get one on Schneider, who was sensational.
Well, Schneider was sensational. But the one thing was, it's rare you see something like that. And I look back and say, well, they were all deserved penalties. And I thought our 5-on-5 play dictated them on taking penalties. The thing is, when your the top power plays are 20-24%, something like that. So you're going 1-for-5, you're having a hell of a, you're a top power play in the league. But you just, it's not necessarily about the scoring, it's about don't lose the momentum for your team. And the only thing that was costing momentum was the big save Schneider was making. We were getting our looks. Most times, a lot of those shots go in. And that's what I liked about what was going on. And it was, at the end of the second period, we knew we were going out for another power play in the third. And that was all it was talked about. Like, don't worry about we don't score on this. You guys have done everything we've wanted in you. And if the game ended 1-0, nobody's even going to know that we went 0-for-5. And, you know, ultimately we needed that second goal, but I thought the power play gave us momentum. It didn't suck anything out of us, and ultimately we ended up winning this game. And a big part of it was because of how well the power play played and tiring out the defensemen. And I thought that was big for us.
You look at the blue line, the 3 new guys from the team that missed the playoffs last year. I know, how did each one of those guys in their own kind of way had a different development?
Who?
Sergachev, Girardi.
Well, that's 3 different, completely different players, but filled holes. And Sergachev helped our power play. So, you know, Hedman's slotted in there. Well, we need somebody else to help that out. He was big in that regard. And he helped with our offense because he can create some offense. Girardi was big for a penalty kill. So many different ways when you need somebody to game, protect leads, block shots, help on the PK. That's where Girardi came to play. And then McDonough he's just kind of a combination of everything. He's like, he's the minute muncher. He's the guy that's gonna go and he's gonna play in all situations and he's just gonna help you win. And all those guys do that in so many different ways. But it's, when you put them all together, all the pieces in the puzzle fit. And they were just 3 big pieces of the puzzle.
John, have you seen Nikita really elevate his game even more in the playoffs?
Well, I thought he elevated it through the series. There's no question. That line probably you look at their contribution in games one and two where it was power play based. And you need that though. You need that to happen. But time and time again, you know, when the series go on, if the there's pre-scouting going on and their penalty kill did a great job against us, their goaltender was huge. So now how are you going to contribute other ways? And I thought they did it. And they elevated their 5-on-5 game as this series went on. That whole line did. And eventually got the winning goal tonight just because of the way they were playing. And Cooch is obviously a huge part of that. But you look at as this series went on, Cooch had an impact on it. He had an impact in just his physical play and goals he was scoring in game four and then obviously what he did tonight. And you know, a lot of these, you need your best players to be your best players, and they rose to the occasion.
Just a quick thought on either team you could face in the next round, either Boston or Toronto, what kind of challenge they could present.
Bait and switch, what's that, the bait question? Good luck to them.